BBC News with Danielle Jaworowiecka. Anti-racism protests have been taking place in several countries, sparked by the police killing of George Floyd in the United States. Large rallies are now getting underway in Washington and other US cities, including Chicago. Anger at Mr. Floyd's killing has led to confrontations in recent days. Earlier, there were big demonstrations in Britain, France and Australia. US prosecutors say two police officers in Buffalo, New York, have been charged with assault following a video which showed them shoving a 75-year-old protester. The man fell and injured his head while at a rally for George Floyd. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi of Egypt has launched an initiative to end the fighting in neighbouring Libya. It would involve a ceasefire and renewed negotiations. The president unveiled his plan in Cairo alongside his Libyan ally, the warlord General Khalifa Haftar, who's suffered a string of recent defeats at the hands of Libya's UN-backed government. The Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, has defended his decision to take down a health ministry website that updated daily the total number of cases and victims of COVID-19. Brazil has reported more than 1,000 deaths for a fourth consecutive day. It now has the world's second highest number of recorded cases. A group of leading oil exporting countries have agreed to extend production cuts for an extra month. Members of the OPEC group and allies led by Russia made the decision in a video conference. The cuts are thought to have helped prices stabilise. The Kenyan government has extended a nationwide overnight curfew for another month, warning that ending it risked tens of thousands of additional coronavirus deaths. But several areas that had been under lockdown will now reopen. A mayor in Taiwan has been removed from office in a special vote initiated by citizens, angry at his performance since he took office 2 years ago. That's the latest BBC News.